It is 95.5 KLOS of Rock of Southern California. I'm Fraser Smith. Welcome to the Academy Awards edition of the Fraser Smith Show. Wow, thank you. I'm totally blown away by that. It was totally unexpected. I want to thank my agent, but I can't remember his name. He never calls me back. And I'd like to thank my team. Wait a minute, I don't have a team. All right. I'd like to thank my supporting cast, both of you. Thanks, guys. Without your help, I couldn't have. Well, yes, I probably could have.
You're welcome.
And thank you. And I'd like to thank the Russians for helping me win the award tonight. Thank you, Mr. Putin. I'd like to thank my friend Full Metal Jackie for another Oscar-winning rendition of Whiplash. Jackie takes home the gold tonight for Best Hard Rock and Heavy Metal Radio Show from 9 to 11 p.m. Sunday nights on KLOS. Congratulations, Jackie, for that. And I'd like to thank this gentleman. He won the Oscar tonight for Best Film by a late-night radio producer for his movie Cholo on a Hot Tin Roof. He also won the award for Best Actor in an Insect Costume for his portrayal of Talvo the News Bee in a Telemundo made-for-TV movie, The Chingadera Kid. Here he is, actor, producer, and, of course, coach of the LA Galaxy, Mr. Mel Garcia. Take a bow, Mel. You won all those awards. That was amazing.
You know, those are very forgetful performances because I don't remember them.
Really? You don't.
Yeah.
Well, you won the award, man. Just take the award.
Okay.
All right. I like Jimmy Kimmel's model. I like Jimmy Kimmel.
He's
great,
Jimmy.
Man. He was, yes. You know, it was really a little tame, though. No real political fireworks. I mean, he did a couple of Trump jokes there.
Yeah.
Really funny. And he said the Hollywood men were best represented by the Oscar statue this year because he keeps his hands to where you can see him, and he has no penis. Yeah. Which, speaking of which, our staff, if you call it a staff, which is often said about my penis, no. Our small but mighty staff, which has also been said about my penis. No. We made all our Oscar picks earlier today,
yes.
And producer Mel has kept them hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall's front porch. We will reveal them later in the show. And the Oscars gave away a jet ski for the person with the shortest speech. Our winner is going to receive a jet ski key, Mel,
right.
The key to a jet ski, and a year's supply of Uncle Slappy's gluten-free Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
So you want to stick around for that. And the award for best board op on a late-night radio show for his part in the Kid Cougar Chronicles goes to the White Bronco himself, Mr. Mike Fox.
Yes.
Fox, you're an award winner.
Yeah.
Anyone
finally.
You'd like to thank?
Got to thank all the Cougars in my life.
That could take a while. We don't have time.
Oh,
you're
sad.
Trying to. You're not going to win that jet ski. You were up for best sound mixing, right? For the Kid Cougar Chronicles.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Did I win? I think I did.
No. Yeah. Good try, though. All right. It is our awards.
He did look surprised right now, though, too.
Yeah. He really did. He thought he was going to actually win something.
It's like, did I win something?
Not on this show, buddy.
No.
All right. It is our awards show, and who else could really do this justice besides the head honcho of Hollywood movie lore? Back by popular demand, the one and only Rick Ramos, the film guy.
Mr. Happiness.
Here. Yeah. He's going to be coming in to break it all down for us. Also on the show, TMZ's Brian McDaniels will be popping in to break down the red carpet shenanigans. Former KLOS Cub reporter and comedian Bob Zaney will be calling in with the Zaney Report. Bob, of course, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar tonight for his part in the movie Sam and the Other Pink Meat. Straight from the Oscars, showbiz guru Barry Katz is going to be here to tell us about his big win for his film, Industry Standard. And we have to mention that our friends Don Barris and the Ding Dong Crew, who you can see live every Monday night at 10 o'clock in the Belly Room at the Comedy Store, they're going to be here.
I can see the gun next to your head. I can just see.
Yeah, I had to read that. If I don't, you know what happens.
I know.
Well, they had a big night tonight, taking home a heap of hardware for their huge hit. Simply Don, the movie.
Oh, they got it?
Yeah, they got the... a bunch of awards for that. All coming up on the Fraser Smith Show, brought to you tonight by Kale in a Can. It's kale. It's in a can. It sucks. And by the, here's our new sponsor, Me Too Malt Liquor, the official drink of this year's Oscars. And by the International House of Gluten. Check out their Rudy Tooty Fresh and Gluty Flapjacks today. And, of course, you know, I won an Oscar way back in 83 for Too Hip the Movie. Remember that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't bother to...
Controversial, but
go to
it
the.
Still.
It was.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the Oscars that year. I was too hip.
Yeah.
Besides, it was my bowling night. Priorities, guys. Come on. All right. I have my own ball. Come on.
Yes, you do.
Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It's a rock. of Southern California.
You know, that street team can't give away that kale in the can at any of the promotions. They can't. Nobody wants
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, Led Zeppelin, 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California, Fraser Smith. And it is the Fraser Smith Show. We have Rick Ramos, the film guy, coming in to break down tonight's
He's already pissed
Oscar
in
Awards.
The green room. Yeah.
He's pissed.
In the green room already. Already. Yeah.
Of course. It's Rick. My picks, though, I should be the one that's pissed. All my picks were wrong. We made our picks. We're going to announce them later. Of course, I was looking at last year's nominees, but I don't know. All right. It's time for events, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Fraser Smith Show producer Mel Garcia wants to invite you to come by and celebrate his big Oscar win for Best Movie by a late-night radio producer for his award-winning film Cholo on a Hot Tin Roof, starring Edward James Olmos, Paul Rodriguez, and former L.A. weathercaster Maclavio Perez as Pepe the Drug Mule. Oh. It's all going down tomorrow night at Chichi's Playhouse and Taqueria. Chichi's, sorry.
You could do Maclavio, but you can't say Chichi's.
No, I can't, yeah. And it's a Taqueria, and it's also a playhouse. It's in Pico Rivera. And one-third of the original members of the band, Cannibal and the Headhunters, will be rocking the house, plus the famed Pinchy and the Bean Mariachis are going to be there.
It's actually a Cannibal and the Headhunter now.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, that's all that's left is one headhunter. They're going to be on hand, too, with a special appearance by the notorious Little Puppet Puppets. Get there early and pick up a free Little Willie G. Beetle wig and a pair of Frosty Heidi and Frank oven mitts. They're available for free. And the Trump's, and get this, is going to be amazing. Trump's Tacos will be rocking tomorrow night when the dapper Donald himself is going to be stopping by to show off his Oscar for the remake of the movie From Russia with Love, starring Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, and Donald Trump Jr. It's a night to celebrate. Well, you still can. With free Moscow mules and impeachment empanadas for everyone, stop by, grab a fake news fajita, and groove to the funky sounds of Trump tribute band Donnie and the Comb-Overs. And you can all join in on the hilarious party games like Pin the Tail on Putin and Cafefe Karaoke. It's all popping off tomorrow night at Trump's Tacos in Westwood. And finally, Fraser Smith Show engineer Mike Fox will be hosting a party at Fridays in Woodland Hills to celebrate his big Oscar win for Best Film by a late-night KLOS street team member for his hit movie Three Board Ops outside of Ebbing, Missouri. It's fun for the whole family. Adult star Ron Jeremy is going to be there signing body parts and lifting wallets. And you can catch a private screening of Mike's latest movie, Revenge of the White Bronco.
Yeah.
Pick up a free copy of his new book, The Kid Cougar Chronicles, too. That's it for events brought to you tonight by the Whore and the Hound English Pub in Studio City, where the fun never starts, and by Me Too Malt Liquor, new from the makers of Weinstein Wine Coolers, and by Uncle Slappy's gluten-free Pop-Tarts. They are glutastic. I can't even, wow. I've had about three of those.
All that and more.
Yeah. All that. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Coming up on the Fraser Smith Show. It is Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith. Rick Ramos, the film guy, coming up, guys. He's going to break it down.
Yes.
The Academy Awards. He's going to be surprised that I saw every film this year. No, I didn't see any.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised myself.
Yeah. Not me. I didn't see any. Oh, no, I saw Get Out. Get Out, I saw. That was really good. All right, on the phone right now, man, he's a great comedian. He's also he was Best Supporting Actor nominee for the movie Sam and the Other Pink Meat, Bob Zaney.
Thank you, Fraser, for recognizing that. It was actually one. You've heard of the technical Oscars?
Yeah.
I was at the Oscar Mayer one.
Okay, good.
Hey, I'm in Reno, Nevada. I just finished up a whole week at the Laugh Factory here, and I know you've performed here, right?
Yeah. They're still open after I was there?
Well, I was just wondering what the smell was.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh.
Wow. It's been a while. But
Mel, don't get me started on you.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bob.
I am so concerned about Mel right now, Fraser, because he actually called me on time, and it was professional.
Something's wrong.
Those meds you got him are really working out.
That's a red flag, buddy.
And by the way, Aaron's listening to the show. My lovely wife, Aaron O'Connor, she's listening with the cats who, by the way, these cats love the Fraser Smith Experience.
They really do, and they're up for an award, too. I think three cats outside Encino, California, didn't they?
That's right. I saw the billboard for that.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Water.
Very good.
Shape of Water won.
Yeah.
And, you know, did you see the film Shape of Water?
No.
No, did you, Mel?
Yes.
You did. So you remember the opening scene where the the lead lady, she starts making hard-boiled eggs and then sets a timer and then goes into the bathroom in the bathtub and starts pleasuring herself. And I think this film finally answered the question, which came first, the chick or the egg timer?
Okay.
By the way,
probably
my lovely wife, Erin, will be at the Springbok in Van Nuys. It's the Van Nuys Comedy Club. And I think if I, you know, I could probably get you in there, Fred.
You think so?
I know you've been wanting to get Van Nuys on your pin map. I know Mel's helped out with Arlita and Pacoima.
Yeah, he did. But I haven't been able to get into the Springbok yet.
Yeah, she's going to be hosting the show March 25th. I think you should come on by as a superstar guest.
I'm going to do that. That's not a bad idea.
Okay, and then she's going to be at the Pickwick Club in Woodland Hills March 29th. But she's really funny, and she's so good. The last time we were going to have her on the show, you couldn't get her on the phone.
That's right. She's too busy. Yeah,
she's
very busy.
Busy.
Yeah.
She doesn't have time for this little program of yours.
I know. I know. Many don't.
But the big news is, and I know it's a Saturday night, March 31st, I'm doing the Bob Zaney coming out party at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Where are you coming out? Where are you coming out from?
See the gift. I'm coming out from years of being behind you, and I'm tired of it.
Oh, that kind of coming out. Okay.
No, but it's going to be a great I'm showcasing for the industry to let them know I'm still alive. I know Mel does that a lot at the adult daycare center.
He does. Yeah, he's
got one book.
Yeah, he's busy too.
Well, he's a busy guy, but March 31st, the Ice House, get your tickets now. Going to have some celebrities out there, and I'd love to have you there because then I could point to the celebrities. That's Fraser.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be there then.
His shoes used to be up at Footsie's.
They did. They did. Now there's just a pair of odor eaters nailed to the wall. All right, so what else is happening in the Bob
Zaney? I got a Zaney report for you. A lot going on in the news, you know.
All right.
I'm kind of known for this little thing I call the Zaney report. Let's get right to it. In Delaware, a woman has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for poisoning her husband with antifreeze.
Uh-oh.
At the sentencing, the judge said, that's not cool. In Frankfort, Kentucky, lawmakers have voted to include the phrase "in the year of our Lord" in all official documents. Ironically, the first bill will mark May as Atheist Awareness Month.
But in the year of our Lord.
Yeah. Good news, bad news, John.
Uh-oh.
I know you love this feature.
It's my favorite. My favorite.
Yeah, well, a Pennsylvania hiker fell at Smith Rock State Park while seeking a shortcut to the parking lot. The good news is he found it.
In a hurry. Yeah.
And in Columbus, Ohio, I think you're going to like this because I know you get a little whacked out about the social safety net. But
I do.
They're doing something in Columbus. Lawmakers are considering to require photos on food stamp cards to combat selling them for cash. Of course, anyone over 300 pounds will be exempt because obviously they're using them.
Obviously. Yeah.
Boy, that joke was obvious, wasn't it?
Kind of. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I'm
all right.
Professional.
The cats liked it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. That's the Zaney Report. On March 31st, check out my lovely wife. She's on the Facebook and the Twitter. So you can check out Erin O'Connor 415 on the Twitter.
We will do that. And congratulations again on winning Best Supporting Actor for your part in the movie Salmon, The Other Pink Meat.
It means the world to me because I, you know, for 25 years this project has been a love of mine.
I know that. All right, Bob Zaney, thank you so much for joining. Say hi to those cats, man. They got a billboard and I don't. Okay, there he is, the great Bob Zaney, folks. 95.5 KLOS. It's a rock of Southern California. Come on, I got to make a dollar. Holler, Fraser Smith Show. 95.5 KLOS, a rock of Southern California. That is Thin Lizzy. And look who's joining us right now on Academy Award night. It's our friend Rick Ramos, the film guy.
Yeah, great to be here.
Good to see you again, my friend.
That's a thrilling, thrilling moment for me.
I know it is. We are teeing it up
that
for you,
sincere.
My friend. It was, wasn't it?
I tried.
That's about as sincere as Rick's going to get. Well, look who's with him. It's his trusty sidekick, Jimmy
Burns.
Right.
Man, it's like Jerry and Dean reunited.
That's right. They got the band back together. Let's do it.
Yeah. Peachy and the Bean.
Man, I drove like a bat out of boop, boop, to get here because I got to be with Rick.
Yeah, I know that. He can't go on the air without you.
Can't go by myself.
I need an education.
Well, everyone does. And no better guy to have on the show than Rick tonight. Of course, let's start with the monologue. What'd you think, guys?
Thought it was good.
Not bad. It was, you had to walk on eggshells this year, so thought you did pretty well, Jimmy Kimmel.
I did.
Was I supposed to watch the show?
You didn't see? Oh, no, not at all.
I was mostly drunk all day.
Wait, the film guy didn't watch the show?
He doesn't need to watch the monologue.
I don't need to watch the damn show.
He knows every movie.
No, I was live tweeting the whole thing. I was just talking and complaining and bitching and moaning.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a couple of issues with this year's selection of films.
Well, we're going to get into that.
I like the black and white opening.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was actually pretty cool.
Enjoyed that.
That was a lot of fun. But, the thing about it is Jimmy Kimmel wasn't given enough to work with he was given too much to work with without the freedom to actually say something. So you could have made some. I mean, he made the obvious Mel Gibson joke, the obvious Trump joke and the obvious Harvey Weinstein
joke.
It was like, real simple. I mean, you really got an opportunity to go after these guys and, In Jimmy's defense, he goes after him way harder on his show on a nightly basis.
Well, and that's a tough crowd to do that with.
This is not the place to do it, I guess, is their attitude.
Who was your favorite, do you think? I think Kimmel's really good. Did you like when Billy Crystal did
the only our host?
Yeah.
I like David Letterman.
Yeah,
I liked David Letterman. Everybody else hated Letterman, but I thought Letterman went up there with the kind of horrible attitude to say, I don't care about this, and really neither should you.
Was that the Oprah Uma?
That was the Oprah Uma thing, but he was doing, he was having moments there that were really fun. I liked Chris Rock, but that was about it.
You didn't like Steve Martin?
Steve Martin was okay. Steve Martin with, who did he do it? He did it with,
Martin Short?
Martin Short and Steve Martin are going on tour right now, and that's really cool. That's really interesting because they're dynamite together.
Yeah, I'd like to see that show.
Yeah, that would be a great thing. Yeah. But it's like this is a real hard gig to do. It's a tough one,
especially this year.
No. Oh, actually, yeah, absolutely.
What about Whoopi?
Oh yeah, Whoopi.
Whoopi was fine.
Yeah,
it was
good,
fine.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, all you really need for an Oscar host is to move us along to the clips. That's all I want. I want the clips of old movies, new movies. I want to see who died. That's what I care about, you know?
Wait a minute.
And this year, they really screwed it with the In Memoriam. That was horrible. Don't bring me Eddie Vedder out there singing a Tom Petty song. I want to see clips of people that I loved who are no longer here.
Did they miss some people?
They missed a few people. They missed Powers Booth. They missed Toby Hooper, director of Chainsaw Massacre. They missed a few people. Man, I was sitting there like, you got to be kidding me, you know? But they got Don Rickles. They got Chuck Berry, which was crazy. I didn't expect that.
That's your boy.
That's my boy, Chuck Berry, you know? And I love that. But overall, it was a horrible show. It was a horrible show.
Overall? Totally.
Overall. But it was a horrible show because it was a horrible selection of movies at the same time.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Let's do this.
All right. Best Supporting Actor. Let's start there.
Best Supporting Actor went to Sam Rockwell. Didn't need to go to Sam Rockwell. The Best Supporting Actor should have went to Sir Patrick Stewart for Logan. I mean, Jesus, this was the film. This was the performance.
Here he goes.
And they don't even give him a nomination?
Stand back.
I mean, you're sitting there, you're watching it, you're crying, you're tearing up, and yet, no, because it's a comic book movie, you can't award it? Give me a break. Come on. What is that nonsense?
Did you like Sam Rockwell, though?
Sam Rockwell was good in it, but Woody Harrelson was better. Woody was better.
Uh-oh.
See, I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought Christopher Plummer was going to get it, though, because I thought the backlash on the whole Kevin Spacey thing was going to be such that they were going to... I mean, what Christopher Plummer did in a movie that nobody saw was pretty amazing. He went back in there and he shot an amazing amount of footage in 9 days. He reshot everything Kevin Spacey did and did it in 9 days. And for an 80-some-year-old guy, that ain't no small feat. Yeah. And he's a great actor.
They paid him all the money in the world.
They did. They got him. They got him. They didn't give it to Michelle Williams, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so you're not okay with Sam Rockwell?
I wasn't happy. No, Sam Rockwell.
Would you have preferred Woody?
I would have preferred in the list of people who were nominated.
Right.
I would have given it to Woody because Woody gave the more nuanced, deeper, more heartfelt performance. It was the more difficult performance to convey emotion and both the struggle of what he was going through in that movie. I'm obviously not going to tell you how it ends because Fraser never sees a movie.
That's right.
And God forbid that I should put a spoiler out that
saw one of them.
Yeah, well, you saw one movie. Get Out. Huh?
Get Out.
Yeah, okay.
Loved it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Woody, they say that his nomination had trouble because of the racist sheriff blowback.
The He wasn't the racist. Sam Rockwell was the racist in the film.
That's right.
Woody Harrelson wasn't the racist.
And it's a character. Hello.
Yeah, it's a character.
Okay.
Hello. Well, it's a character.
Yeah. All right. Best Supporting Actress. Allison Janney. I thought she should win.
I thought it was going to come down to Allison Janney and Laurie Metcalf, which I was right. I would have preferred Laurie Metcalf.
Laurie Metcalf
is incredible. How do you know? You didn't see the movie.
I know, but I'm just
you're
making
You're going
that
based on 9 years of Roseanne? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
They're bringing it back. Now you've got to bring it back.
No, but I saw the clips. She was good in those clips.
Oh, you saw the clips.
Oh, yeah. That's enough for me. That's all
I Allison Janney, man, she was.
But she's pretty awesome, don't you think, Rick? Come on.
She's horrible.
What?
No, this is the thing. Allison Janney was such a horrible
character in that film.
To the very end.
She's
recording her daughter.
It
was the best. It was the best.
Yeah.
She was a horrible human being.
You just sit there and you hate. You go.
You hate every second.
Well, you know what? I saw the interview with Tanya Hardy's real mom, mm-hmm. and she goes, "I was nothing like that."
I think she said, "I don't look like that." She didn't debate whether she was like that.
Well, she did in the article I read.
You know what? It was a great performance, and it came down to two people. It was going to be Allison Janney, and it was going to be Laurie Metcalf. Mary J. Blige didn't have a shot in hell on
Mudbound.
You know?
Yeah.
And Mudbound is an incredible film. It's an incredible film that I don't know why. I don't even think it was it might have been nominated. Jason Mitchell definitely should have at least got a Best Supporting Actor nomination out of that film. I thought it was an incredible film that you had a chance to see it. It was just, it blew you away.
Mudbound, was that on Netflix or something?
They played it in a few theaters, but it was on Netflix.
So it has to play in a few theaters.
It still has to play in either Chicago, no, it has to play in New York or L.A., for a week, I think, is the thing. It has to play for a week in order to qualify for an Oscar.
But Mary J. Blige was nominated in two categories.
She was Song of the Year or something like that. And that's cool. That's cool. But
yeah.
And she's not bad in the movie, but it wasn't exceptional. Who else was nominated? I forgot. Give me the list.
Octavia Spencer.
It was good, but it wasn't great. It wasn't anything special. She was much better. What did she win for? The Help? I didn't see that crap.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
And also Leslie Manville.
Leslie Manville. What was that movie?
Phantom.
You know what? That Phantom Thread was actually a really good movie, and it was probably it was a great. I can't watch a movie about a guy who makes dresses.
Love story.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What woman dragged you to see that, Mel? Because I know it wasn't that, you know? Because you have no culture whatsoever. You have no idea what's going.
That's why I love Rick. Okay.
I've missed you so much.
Me too, actually, because of that. All right, we're coming
it's
back.
Been building it
He's
to
just
this.
Getting wound up, folks. Stick around. Rick Ramos, the film guy, with us here on Academy Awards night on Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. Joining us, Rick Ramos, the film guy, Jimmy Burns.
Yay!
And, first of all, let's talk about our friend Tiffany Haddish.
Unbelievable.
She got the biggest laughs of the
whole
night.
She got the biggest laugh because you know what it is? Because with Tiffany Haddish has a beautiful naivete when it comes to this thing. She is so excited about being there. She's thrilled about being on that stage, about having that opportunity of coming up from how she came up and where she comes from to be there and to be this huge star that is making people laugh. She's on a whole other level. She was great. And you guys didn't see, somebody put this on Twitter where she jumped on the red carpet, she jumped those ropes and ran up to Meryl Streep. And she was just like, no, I got to meet Meryl Streep. And it was great because it's that kind of sweetness and
authenticity.
And just authentic nature.
So
it's just unbelievable.
So
she's such a real.
I've known her since she was 12 years old. She came to the camp at the Laugh Factory.
How many years before she hosts?
Oh, she'll be hosting. She was hilarious, man. She set the place on fire. And Maya Rudolph was funny, too. They're a good team together.
Together? Those two together. Somebody should put them in a movie because it's great.
Yeah.
They would make a
very
great
funny.
Team. Very, very funny. I thought it was great.
She brought the Slauson swap meet to the Dolby. All right. Where do you want to go? We can go to Best Animated, Best Actor, Best Director.
Best Animated. Was there any question?
Yeah, Coco.
It's the year of the Mexican. Yeah. It was going to happen. Mexican Dread. Actor. Did another Mexican win? I don't know. Mexicans won a couple of things.
Joey Coco Diaz ran out and tried to get the award. All right, so let's go with best actor, because this is what Rick has been gearing up for.
I was 7 for something on the Mel Garcia. No. Look, I beat all of you no matter what.
What? No,
but
I
still would have got the 7th. No, because I didn't say Daniel Day-Lewis was going to win. I said Daniel Day-Lewis deserved to win.
There was no disclaimer here. You just gave me a list.
I didn't have any time. You were like, you're going to do this? You're going to do this? I need to know. And I'm like, you know what? I'm busy right now.
All right. Would have made you go with
the choice. All right, so obviously have a problem with Gary Oldman getting the award.
I have a problem with Gary Oldman getting the award for this performance and this film because it's beneath them. Gary Oldman is better than this. That really sucked. It was horrible. I was sitting there. I was rooting for the Nazis, okay?
Oh, wow.
That's how bad this movie was, all right?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I'm sitting there losing my mind.
Jack Days.
Just let the British Empire sink into hell, because I want this movie to end. This is so over the top and ridiculous. And there's a moment where Gary Oldman has to degrade himself by doing a part where he goes out onto the tube, the London Underground, to talk to real people, to understand why the British need to fight and never let go. It was a moment that I wanted to just get up. If I had had a gun, I would have shot the screen like Elvis in 68. That's how I would have done it, because it was horrible.
Okay.
All right? So, no, I'm just saying, you wanted to know.
But you are a fan of his in general.
I love Gary Oldman. He's great.
Okay.
But not this film. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
This was not the film that
Some of the other guys.
We're not going to talk about some of the other guys. We're going to talk about why Gary Oldman was robbed in the same moment that he was given the award. It's like giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award. He's not dead.
He was robbed for getting the award?
Shut up, Mel. It made sense when I said it. Now you're bringing up
Did it? Really?
Yes, okay.
Can't we talk about, how about Daniel, I can't say his last
name. Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, not Daniel.
Daniel, let me read this.
Kaluuya.
What is it, Kaluuya?
The guy from Get Out. He was great.
He was okay. He was good. He's a young actor, and he's got opportunities ahead of him, and that was cool. It's a good film with a good performance. I just didn't think it was Oscar.
You know what? That's probably what they said about Gary Oldman a long time ago.
Yeah, probably.
You know what? You need to shut your mouth right now.
He's got opportunities.
All right, how about Denzel?
Denzel was the best thing about a mediocre film, and he was great. And this is the thing. Denzel always brings it.
He was great
in that film.
Yeah.
He's playing a lawyer, a 60s-era civil rights attorney who was kind of on the spectrum as far as autism, and he nailed it. It was so good. It was such a good performance in a film that was not up to par.
And I heard he created that character. It wasn't modeled off anybody. He created that character.
I'm sure. Yeah, you know what? He's that good.
He was great.
He's one of the few and probably the last great movie star actor. We got movie stars. Tom Cruise is a movie star. He ain't no damn actor. Denzel Washington is a movie star and a great actor at the same time.
Cruise, my favorite actor.
Yeah.
All right, now, how about the kid? Timothy...
that movie sucked.
Chalette.
Whoa.
I saw that movie this morning.
I don't know if that's appropriate. I don't care.
Yeah, really. Come on.
All I know is that I was sitting there. You know what? You could take your homophobia and you could go to the green room, because I'm not going to sit here for that.
Was he good, though?
No.
He was?
No, it was a mediocre performance in an overrated film.
Wow.
This is not a film that is really knocking you out with its subtlety I didn't particularly care for it. I saw it this morning. I wasn't thrilled by it. It didn't do a lot for me.
So if you had to pick the best actor, who would you pick? Daniel Day-Lewis?
I would have said Daniel Day-Lewis. In this category, I would have said Daniel Day-Lewis of that list.
Right.
Of that list.
Okay.
But,
now, dare we move on to Best Director?
I don't know.
We can do whatever you want.
Does he have an actor that he didn't think got nominated?
Yeah, is there somebody that you would have rather seen
for lead actor?
I don't know. You know, it was such a bad movie
Who do you think got snubbed that should have got nominated
this year? Oh, my God. You know what? It's hard to say because there were so many bad movies this year.
How about the Fish in The Shape of Water?
Oh, The Fishman?
The Fishman
was great.
Yeah. That guy was cool, man.
The Fishman.
Yeah. It looked kind of like the guy in the Black Lagoon.
The creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah,
there you go. Going back to childhood.
All right. Best Director.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think? He's good, isn't he?
I'm glad that... You know what? It is the best directed film of the year. It's beautifully directed. The production design was beautiful. The music was nice. The acting was on point, and all of that comes together with a great director putting all the pieces and making sure that there's a flow there. What did you think, Jimmy? You just saw.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Jimmy loved it. He was that opening scene in the bathtub.
It was a great scene.
Hey, and whoever came up with that story, I don't know who. They were on drugs.
You'd have to be, but
well,
it's
now I got to go see it.
But it's a woman falls in love with a fish. I mean, this is an age old Hans Christian Andersen,
and not Charlie the Tuna.
Splash,
yeah. Splash,
yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is like Splash.
All right, good movie, right?
How about this?
No, it was. I enjoyed it.
What about Christopher Nolan?
Christopher Nolan,
that was pretty epic.
Is a great filmmaker, but this isn't his best work.
No,
you know, and Dunkirk. But this is weird because of the films there. Of the films that were on that list, well, we're going to get to that, but, you know, you can anticipate.
I believe Rick has a problem.
I got a problem.
I think he does.
No, I think Nolan...
You don't have time.
Nolan has a masterpiece ahead of him, and this is a guy that has made a couple of masterpieces up until this point. The Dark Knight, Insomnia was great, Memento was phenomenal, The Prestige. I like just about everything that he does because he has a... He has an incredible eye and an understanding of humanity, and it really comes out on screen. But as far as it's weird, The Shape of Water isn't the best film of the year on that list, but Guillermo del Toro directed. He did the best job directing.
Got it. All right.
You know, so it's a weird kind of.
How about Greta Gerwig?
Lady Bird is an exceptional film, and it's the kind of film that, you know, as you watch. If you want to understand one aspect of mother-daughter relationships, this is the movie that you want to see because it's really... And Metcalf's phenomenal.
Great in it.
That's the thing. She is great. She's wonderful. Now, you know what? Your team, Jandy, shut up. You don't know anything. Laurie Metcalf is...
I like her. I just like her.
I think she's great. Laurie Metcalf plays the spectrum of sadness, anger, humor. She can do it all. She's theater trained. She comes from Chicago. She is not afraid to show that ugly side of herself.
And she's funny.
And she's incredibly funny.
Yeah.
I think her and the young girl who played the daughter, Saoirse Ronan, I think they had incredible chemistry, and I think it's the kind of movie that mothers and daughters are going to be talking about for years to come, if they actually get to see it.
All right. Yeah. We're coming back with Rick Ramos to tear apart more of the, the winners from tonight's Academy Awards on the Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It's the return of Rick Ramos. It is Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith Show. It's our Academy Awards show. And Rick Ramos, the film guy, is back in action. Yeah. And Jimmy Burns.
Yes, hello. Let me just jam this interview. I love that they were giving away a jet ski, but I didn't see the show. Did they give away the jet ski?
Yeah. They gave it away?
Yeah. The guy, I got it. I wrote down
costume
who
designer,
the costume designer.
Like
dude.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Mark Bridges, I think his name.
Wow.
Lloyd's.
Yeah. Lloyd's.
There you go.
Costume designer. Yeah.
Anyway. Back to you, Fraser.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. this just in. Best actress. We're at best actress.
I think.
Now, come on.
No
Frances McDormand. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she got about as, I wouldn't say political, but she got about as,
No, she got about as political as that show was about to get.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she went up there.
She's just badass.
She is a great actress. And there's something really powerful in her screen. Like, if you've seen Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, I remember when I saw the preview of it and I thought to myself, this is going to be one that I have to make time for, that I can't wait. This is the one that I'm going to have to see almost immediately. Number one, it's a topic that is just so relevant and important, but it's also a cast, a dynamite
cast.
What
a cast,
with a,
right?
Yeah, with a lead actress who does no wrong, doesn't give bad performances. She's phenomenal.
Now, the others in that category, Jimmy and I, of course, like Margot Robbie.
Of course you guys do. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, because you guys are real scholars and intellectuals.
Yeah, but I voted for Frances.
I did, too. I voted Frances, too. How about Streep in The Post?
You know what? This was probably Meryl Streep's weakest performance in an Oscar-nominated film on her part.
After 21 nominations.
Yeah, I mean, look. Meryl Streep is by far probably the greatest American actor ever.
Ever, right?
Ever. Yeah. She is, I can't imagine anybody else that has the range or the talent or the guts that this woman has.
Or the resume.
And, yeah. And putting together some of the most incredible performances of the last 40 years. This woman is phenomenal. But this film, I felt like they just needed that spot filled. And, hey, Meryl Streep you can't go wrong with Meryl Streep. Well, in this film, not so much.
You don't think it's her best?
All right, it's not even close.
How about Sally Hawkins?
Sally Hawkins, I think, deserved the win.
Really?
I think Sally Hawkins gave the best performance of the year, number one, because she had the hardest job to do. She's playing a mute who has to convey all of this emotion with just her body language, her eyes, and that expressiveness that that the other actresses were not limited to. She gave a phenomenal performance, and she made you believe that this woman was both lonely and could fall in love with this fish, fish man. I mean, it was, and it's you can sit there and you can joke about it, but I guarantee you that when you're watching the movie, you're at least for that time that you're watching the movie, you're sold out to the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jimmy saw it. Yeah, so what do you think?
Jimmy liked the opening scene.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Put it away.
Mel,
what did you think? I can't believe, number one, I can't believe that I'm going to Mel, but I'm going to Mel.
Me either.
After that response, I can't go back. No, I absolutely agree with you because she didn't get to say a word throughout the whole thing, and she still was the lead, and she transformed everything, and she was great.
Everything.
It was her moment.
All right. Now, I can't say this woman's name. From Lady Bird.
Oh, Ronan. Ronan. You know what? She gave a great performance, and she maybe in another year, but she was going up against Sally Hawkins and Frances McDormand. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady Bird, you got to understand, she carries that. I mean, the whole film revolves around her, and for her to play something, for her to play someone as unlikable as she was in that movie, and yet still endearing, and made you root for her, and made you understand what a teenage girl is going through in that time period, as well as this and the angst that you're talking about. Yeah. I thought it was a great performance. I just think that she was outdone by those two.
Some big competition.
Big competition.
All right, guys, here we are. Drum roll. Okay. Best picture.
What about it?
All right.
What do you want from me?
All right, Shape of Water. Won it. And what do you think? The other ones? Well, we've already gone over most of them.
Shape of Water was a good film. I have to see it again because maybe it was a great film. I don't remember. It didn't grab a hold of me like that. It's a strange thing when you watch a film and you say, this film isn't moving me on that level, but I can see where all of the talent is in both the making of it and what's presented there on screen.
There was such a great nemesis in this film.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Shannon is great in this film. Yeah. Michael Shannon gives one of the great, he gives a great, evil antagonist performance, and you believe, and he's a driving force in this movie, so he's wonderful.
So did it deserve to win?
Yeah, I guess. It's not my choice. It wouldn't have been my choice. My choice would have been Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
This is close as going to get to a compliment.
Really? I mean, it's a good film, but even Dunkirk isn't the film that I wouldn't say Dunkirk was the best film of the year. The best film of the year would come down to either Coco or Logan. That's
you
it.
You liked Logan.
I loved Logan.
Tell
Logan
me again, what's Logan?
Shut your
mouth. Oh, Jimmy. That's why we bring you in, Jimmy. Perfect.
You're turning into Jackie Gleason over here.
He's turning his own color as a sweater. Look at that.
Boom, zoom, Jimmy. All right.
Logan was Wolverine.
Come on. Even I knew that.
Wolverine.
Oh, the Wolverine. Yeah.
I remember that.
That was your favorite movie of the year, wasn't it?
I mean, that movie had so many different levels. It was talking about real issues that were relatable to the world that we live in. But it was also an old man redemption movie, and it was that understanding it's a lot. You know, I just did a podcast where I was talking about Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven, and we brought up Logan, and these are the best types of movies. Old men coming to the end of their lives, realizing that they've made bad choices and that they need to They need to fix
it. They should do a movie on me.
If that's right. There you go. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay, so I know you like Logan. And
so they were thinking.
But did they give awards to superhero movie? I'm not that it's.
Very rarely.
They don't.
Very
do they?
Rarely. It's just, it just doesn't happen. Because there's a stigma about it. There's
like everybody likes Black Panther. Could that win?
No, if any of the Marvel movies has a chance at a Best Picture Oscar, it would probably be Black Panther.
And the ratings just for the
just for the politics of it. And I think it's a good film, but it's not a great film. It's not on the same level of
Logan.
Logan.
Yeah. All right.
See, what were the other nominees though?
All right. Well, the other ones, well, you know, Dunkirk, Phantom Thread, Get Out, The Post, and Three Billboards.
You know, I heard rumored they were thinking Three Billboards and Shape of Water might split the vote and Get Out would slip in.
And you know what? That happens from time to time where, you know.
It's like roller derby. You block.
Exactly. Knock it out.
And the whip comes
out. See, that's the thing. But with, you know. In the industry, it's like best director is voted by just directors. But like, and I think some of the other ones are voted for just by people in the field. But best picture is open to everybody. So, I mean, there's some good films on that list. Phantom Thread is a very good film. Dunkirk was a good film. Shut up. Dunkirk was great. I loved it.
I did too.
But when it came down to it, you want to see something that people, that Best Picture is traditionally a feel-good film that brings an audience to a happier place, and that's what Shape of Water did.
All right.
Three Billboards, two depressing, Dunkirk, war movie. The Shape of Water is a love story, ultimately, and that's what people people really embrace.
Okay, I think you're fishing, but okay.
Oh!
Come on, folks. Waka waka.
Sorry. All right, guys. Hey, listen. Thank you for joining us again.
The great
Rick Ramos, man.
Great
to have you back. Great to see you, buddy. Jimmy Burns is trusty sidekick over there. You'll be back later, right?
I guess so. I just looked at the list.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see. All right. It's good to see you, though. Thank you, guys, very much. And thank you for joining us. We have the great Barry Katz coming up.
What? Yeah. I love Barry Katz.
He is show business. He'll be on in just a minute on 95.5 KLOS Fraser Smith Show. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS Fraser Smith. Fraser Smith, I want to thank the mild-mannered and unopinionated Rick Ramos, the film guy.
You gotta love him. He's more fun to piss off than my ex-girlfriend. I'm just saying.
It's close. It's close. But you're probably right. All right. That was amazing. And I thought I did pretty good for a guy who didn't see any of the films.
Yeah.
I pretended like I did, though.
I'd love to play. You could probably bluff really good in poker. Well,
you heard me say that I never saw any of them. Then I later said I thought Dunkirk was great.
Right. Yeah.
But no one caught that.
Yeah, well, no.
You know. You just slid it right
Jimmy
in there.
Giggled, but
All right, we're coming back. Good to see Jimmy, too.
Yes.
And coming back, we've got the great, the king of show business. People say he invented show business.
Oh, you do.
Well, am I the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. Barry Katz is going to be joining us after this. Yes. It is Rock Southern California 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith Show. And we are going to continue on with the positive take that our friend Rick Ramos brought to the table when he came in and talked about the Academy Awards. With our next guest, this guy is the king of show business. He is. And many people say he invented show business. I guess maybe I'm the only one who says that. But he is an amazing guy. The great Barry Katz. And the star of Industry Standard, probably the best podcast in the world. Yeah, try the best.
You are fantastic to me.
Well, I love you. And here's the thing, Barry. You know everything about comedy. You have discovered many huge stars. And I have some questions for you. We had the Academy Awards tonight. Jimmy Kimmel was the host. Many comedians have hosted over the years. Of course, that's what comedians do. Carson, Bob Hope, Steve Martin, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, your client, your ex-client. Comedians are important to an event like this. You know, what is your take about comedians hosting a big award show?
No, I think it's a really risky thing to do.
Yeah.
It's very, very risky, and we've seen in the past, those of us who are old enough to remember, we've seen, you know, the struggles that certain hosts have had on the show because you have to come about it. You're addressing an audience of people who are the most successful people in the world. You're essentially doing comedy to multi-millionaires who don't have to laugh. They don't have to do anything.
Right.
And you're you have to be accessible to them, and you have to be accessible to the people watching at home that don't have anything or anything in between. And that's the toughest part about it. You have to relate to the people like you're one of them in each instance. So the people who do the best are the people who are the everyday men who can go both ways. I remember there was this restaurant I used to go to in Boston called Durgan Park in Faneuil Hall. And the amazing thing about it is they used to seat bankers and Wall Street guys next to homeless people and families. It was all these long tables. And I always thought to myself when I went there, I always want to be the kind of guy who could just talk to the homeless person, talk to the kids, talk to the banker, the Wall Street guy. And that's what Jimmy Kimmel does. He's a guy who can talk to anybody.
He's very good at it.
As evidence, this is a guy who did the Man Show. This shows you how crank yankers. This shows you how you can evolve as an artist or in any profession you're in, and you can move forward in any lane you want. I mean, look at Jordan Peele. Look at what happened with him tonight.
I was going to bring him up in a minute. He is amazing. The way he shifted gears. From Comedy Central and his show, which is very funny, and then put out this amazing movie.
Yeah, and most people don't know this, and I want to share this story because I was on a plane with him flying back from Montreal, and I was sitting next to him. And I said to him, listen, Jordan, I want to talk to you about something, but I don't know if you're okay with this. You can talk about anything with me. I said, I know that you tested for Saturday Night Live. I know that you got Saturday Night Live, but you didn't do Saturday Night Live. Could you tell me what happened? And he told me this amazing story about the greatest moments in your life and the most bone-crushing moments in your life and how fate changes your entire career. And I'll try to do this as shortly as possible, as quick as possible. So on Mad TV, he was a cast member on Mad TV, if you remember.
I do remember that, yeah.
With his partner, Keegan. And so he has, the show has been canceled. Okay, so he finds out the show's canceled in like April or May, but the network gave them 4 more episodes of Mad TV. And so that's scheduled to go in the fall. He decides, you know, they only have 4 episodes left. I'll test for SNL. I'll try to get a test for SNL. He gets the test. He gets the show. Lorne Michaels tells him he gets the show. He calls the producer and creator of Mad TV and says, I'm really excited. I got Saturday Night Live. I only have 4 episodes left. Will you just let me out of those so I can go and do my 8-year contract with SNL? And the producer says, no.
Wow.
You can't get out of it. He says, come on, man. I mean, the show's canceled. Just let me get out. I'll pre-tape some stuff. Just let me get out. No, you got a contract.
Wow.
You have to stay in the contract.
Oh, man.
He had to call Lorne Michaels and say, I can't do it because they won't let me out of the contract, which then led him to create Key and Peele together with his partner, Keegan-Michael Key. And so that launched him in that area of sketch on his own, where he created his own show and his own sketches and wasn't working for the man. I'm not saying it's bad to work for Lorne Michaels or NBC, but this was a show that he created. He was an executive producer. He had control with his partner, which led him down the path to produce movies, and then he got the taste of producing movies with the movie about the cat. With
Keanu.
Keanu.
Yeah.
And then he steps outside of his lane because he has more cylinders than just sketch. But who would think that?
I wouldn't have thought that.
And he does that, and he goes out, and he gets nominated for Best Director, wins an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, the first African-American
ever
to do
amazing.
That,
yeah.
And nominated for Best Picture. So anybody out there that thinks, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm in this job as the manager of 7-Eleven, and I don't know if I can go and work at the accounting firm, or I don't know, or I'm doing this thing, I'm doing a reality show, I don't know if I can act.
There's a message there. Look for that silver lining. Sometimes fate, like you're saying, puts you in a position like with him to create something new that worked out better than any of the other options.
It's incredible when you think about it. I'll give you one other example of this. I met Whitney Cummings at the Sundance Film Festival about probably 10 or 12 years ago. She was a correspondent. That's all that she ever had done in her life was just interview people about things. That's it. I meet her because she's funny and she's unique. And, yeah. And I remember Jay Moore was there and he said, there's something about this girl. I said, yeah, there is. And I met with her. I said, you know, I think you can act. I think you can do stand-up. I think you can write. I think you can create things. I think it's just doing this one lane. It just seems like limiting. And true to form is probably one of the hardest working women or men in the business
she's
that I've
amazing.
Ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
She ended up creating 3 shows in 1 year. And she ended up acting in films and starring in things and doing stand-up and hour specials. Again, you know, all those cylinders in the engine. And everybody listening has all those options. Look, the guys before me, their lane is say bad things about movies, do the research, say bad things. That's their lane. That's what they like doing. That's what they're comfortable doing. And they're great at it. They're great at the comedy around negativity. But that doesn't mean that they also can't go into another direction and also be great at that. And that's what we have.
So look for your other options.
Yeah, look at
in
you.
Life.
Look at you. You're amazing.
Well, I'm the one guy without other options.
No, but you do stand-up and you do this and you do other things and you create projects.
Well, that's nice of you to notice. And one more quick thing because we have to run. We love having you on the show. Tiffany Haddish, our old friend, she is a comedian, and speaking of getting into another lane, she's become a movie star, and we've seen her develop from being at the comedy camp from Laugh Factory when she was 15 in a foster home. So she's gone all the way to the top, and to see her at the Academy Awards tonight was just amazing. She stole the show.
It was beautiful. She's just huggable and lovable,
yep.
Wins the race.
Yep.
She's fantastic. She did something. When you present at the award shows, it's very hard. It's on teleprompter. It's hard to be funny. And she was just, again, like Kimmel, accessible.
Yep.
You know, a person who's glad to be there. And so I'm really happy about it. And thank you for supporting Industry Standard. I appreciate it.
What a podcast.
And this
probably
week
the best podcast.
This week I have a memorial for Barry Crimmins, who was a great Boston comedian.
Oh, yes.
And I interviewed him, and it was tremendous. And that'll be this week, and you'll love it. It's very inspirational about a story.
Well, thank you for doing that for him, and thank you for joining us tonight. You are inspirational. It is the great Barry Katz. Come on, guys. He invented the whole show business thing.
Time to eat the donuts.
There you go. Get yourself some donuts. 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. Fraser Smith, Fraser Smith Show. And thank you to Barry Katz and Industry Standard.
Thanks, he was.
Mel. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Look who's here.
It's
the Ding Dong Crew. Don Barris and the gang are here. Hi, Don.
Hey, Fraser. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good to see you. Skits, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing,
I'll
Fraser?
Tell you this.
How you doing, Fraser?
How
are you? Mary Jane.
Hello.
I don't know if you know this, Fraser. I come from a place that has the Big Ten champion,
you know,
Michigan
what?
Wolverines.
I do know that, and I'm also a fan of that team, and back-to-back championships.
That's unbelievable. Here's what I wanted to throw at you. A lot of fans have been getting in touch with me and asking, we'd like to come to L.A. on a Monday night. Now, if you're not familiar with Monday nights, that's the night that we do the Ding Dong Show upstairs of the Comedy
Store. I mentioned it earlier, yeah.
Well, I don't care. I'm mentioning it now.
Okay.
And we're upstairs, and then Frasier is downstairs emceeing the show there.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I come down and I take over. So a lot of these fans are thinking, hey, we'd like to come watch the Ding Dong Show, then go down to the original room and watch Frasier introduce you, and then watch you the rest of the night. So a lot of people are looking to do that. But a lot of these guys have no place to stay. So I said, my buddy Frasier is always willing to help other people.
Well,
by the way, here's our – you didn't even introduce us. Here,
sorry. By the way, you're all wearing tuxedos. Were you guys at the
we went to
the Oscars?
Well, we didn't go to the Oscars. We went to a lot of the parties. We've got some stories for you. Hey, do we have a little music for the backing? Where's Mel?
He's hiding back there.
Mel, where's my water?
Well, he saw
Let's
you
give a little music. Let's give a little music, please.
Okay, a little background music there. So you guys had fun at the parties?
Why don't you introduce us, okay?
Please? Okay, sorry. All right, Keith Cunningham, that's our boss here at the station, and KLOS presents the Ding Dong KLOS Radio Show, starring your host, CEO of Simply Don, the podcastnetwork.com, Don Barris.
Hi, people.
Along with Mary Jane.
Hello.
Stardust.
Groovy.
Schizo Surfer.
All right, how you doing?
And our 13th President of the United States, Millard Fillmore.
Oh, I'm Millard Fillmore. Welcome to our spider monkey farm.
No, that's not now.
Okay.
I'm your
announcer, by the way.
You forgot to just throw in Tennessee.
And Tennessee.
Ernie Tuxedo.
Yeah.
I would start kissing his butt a little bit. Keith
I hear
loves
he's blowing
this guy.
Up. Yeah.
All right, finish your...
I wish I had the talents of all you guys. I just don't happen to be that talented. But you guys have all the talent.
Can we read on the rest of this?
That's what it is. It says at the bottom. Anyway, we're going to answer your questions. Is that what we're going to do?
Okay. Well, anyway, that was great. First of all, fantastic song.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know how you could have gotten the energy more up. Did Mel choose that just out of
curiosity? Probably, yeah.
All right.
So did you have fun at the party?
Well, I will say this. I was very lucky because Keith said, hey, I want to take some of those ding-dongers to some of these parties.
Right. Wow.
Now, first of all, Keith seems to know everybody. There isn't a person that doesn't say hi, Keith, or kissing Keith on the cheek or something like
that. Well, he's a big program director.
Well, we went to the Governor's Ball. We went to the Vanity Fair party. We went to the Elton John party. We went to Hollywood Styles party. We went to the Mercedes-Benz party. And we got little stories. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Like, at the Governor's Ball, Stardust, who'd you see there? Tell the story.
I saw Gal Gadot. Did I say her name right?
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Gadot?
Yeah. Gadot.
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 You say
tomato. Tomato.
Yeah.
She took me into the bathroom. And she lifted up her skirt, and she was wearing a bikini bottom made by yours truly at Twisted by Stardust.
Holy
what? So
really?
Happy
wow.
And surprised.
That's pretty cool.
Why is it Mel playing? Why does Mel just stand there like he's
it's
got
not
nothing to do?
A woman
it's
lifts
Mel.
Her skirt to
okay.
You. I love
yeah, not every day does that happen. Yeah.
Now, at the Vanity Fair party, this is a big... Have you ever been to any of these?
I'm going to guess right now, no.
We're at the Vanity Fair party, and Mary Jane, this was unbelievable. Who does she run into? Go ahead, Mary Jane.
It was Miss Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Yes,
wow.
Ashley Judd herself, and she immediately complimented my shiny red nail polish.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And so I told her all about shiny red nail polish for all, and she seemed very interested in getting on board with my campaign.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she had nothing else really going that she wanted to talk about tonight.
Oh,
and
cool.
the craziest one, the one that I think is going to come back and haunt us, at the it was the 26th Elton John AIDS Foundation party. And Schizo, tell them what happened there, because this is kind of funny.
Wow.
I was dancing with Mr. David Flourish.
Do you know who David Flourish is?
No.
It's Elton John's husband.
Oh.
All right, and... But he gets the whole crowd. What were they chanting? Tell them.
They,
One frickin' line, Schizo. That's all you got to remember.
All of them. It was so exciting. They were chanting. Everybody, the whole room was chanting.
The thing about...
I'm Millard Fillmore.
Nope. Welcome.
Welcome to...
All right, there's Millard Fillmore left to build. Come back here, Millard.
Welcome to my spider monkey farm.
Okay, that was worth the aggravation. The whole crowd was going
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, the whole crowd was shouting it.
Oh, that's you know cool. what? Here's the deal. You never asked me. It is your show still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you should. You know what we did. And I would say this. I would kind of be interested in Tennessee because I don't know if you know what Keith has been saying about Tennessee. He heard the song last week. You did a song that you wrote. And what was the name of that, Tennessee?
Baby, I've Got a Gun.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I remember
it was
the song,
really
yeah.
good.
And Keith says he's a budding star.
Oh, he. Well, actually, what he said, it would be crazy for... let me read this so I don't screw it up. This is a quote from Keith Cunningham. It would be crazy for KLOS to not get behind this amazing talent.
Wow.
So he's going to sing
something.
Another song tonight for
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
But right now, before we get to that... Do you have any questions? We just went to all these parties. You've got to have something.
Well,
you've got to be.
What were some of the other stars that you saw? Did you see, let's see, did you see Gary Oldman?
Yes. Out okay. of the makeup he won the Oscar for.
You did that makeup?
No.
No, he was not wearing the makeup wearing it. He wore.
Do you follow what's going on at all here?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
how
this.
How about Frances McDormand? Did you see
her?
Oh,
she's wonderful. I didn't see her.
She was a little drunk by the time we got
there. Oh, you saw her. Okay. All right, well, anyway, maybe it's time. You really did a good interview with the Ding Dong Show today.
Sorry, I tried.
Okay, you didn't try anything. This is what Keith is really getting behind.
Singer. We're going to get a song here from Tennessee.
Tennessee. And this
you got the music, guys?
This was originally a Fiona Apple song. I think after you hear this, you're never going to think Fiona Apple even sang this song.
Okay.
If you would.
All right, hit it, Mike.
Can we have a little volume on that music, please?
Are we supposed to dance?
Oh, yeah. Who's having fun?
I know I am. Skits. Come on, buddy.
I've been a bad, bad boy. I've been careless with a delicate woman. And it's a sad, sad world. When a man will break a lady just because he can.
Come on!
Don't you tell me to deny it. I done wrong and I wanna suffer for my sins.
Let's break this place up! Yeah!
I've come to you for guidance to be true.
I
just don't know where I can begin.
Take off your pants, schizo.
What I need is a good defense. Cause I'm feeling like a
I could listen to this all day.
I'm impressed.
Whoa.
Yeah. Very good.
Heaven help me for the way I am. Save me from these evil deeds.
So I can see why Keith likes this.
Keith doesn't like it. He loves it. As I said, and I'll quote him again exactly because I don't want to
screw this up. Very good.
It would be crazy for KLOS to not get behind this amazing talent.
Well,
Tennessee,
I can see
Ernie Tuxedo.
Thank you, Tennessee.
Once again, I feel like we are one of the reasons people even listen to this. And Keith even showed me numbers where the minute we leave, how much the audience drops off.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they're thinking Barry Katz is coming back and we're done. So they're done with the rest of the night.
Boy. All right. Well,
so what we're going to do is we're going to leave here and I'm going to tell you this.
Don, I
would like to fight somebody in part of this crew except my buddy there who's going to be going with me
when
we do the Ding Dong Show.
All right.
Now,
I hope you guys had a good time.
Hey, we better get our picture on the thing this
week.
All right. We're not getting our picture anymore?
Yeah, Mel?
Why, Mel?
Blame Mel.
Mel, last week. We're both. Why wouldn't you put both?
The montage picture.
Come on, Mel.
Man.
I'm on their side.
I'm on our side,
it's just
too.
More promotion
come on.
For the show you
all right. Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
All right. From Schizo Surfer. See you later.
Thank you, Tennessee. Thanks, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. And on the Rock of Southern California and Night Train. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. And if you didn't hear, Logan won everything at the Academy Awards this year. Every category.
Every category. Or it should have.
It should have.
Per Rick Ramos.
I think it did, actually, according to Rick. Yeah. Anyway, look who's joining us from TMZ. Ryan McDaniel.
Hey, how's it going, Fray?
Good to see you, buddy.
Great to see you, too.
Now, what was your take on the overall award show today?
My overall take on the award show is that it was great. It was kind of a show for everybody. They opened it up. You know, I mean, it was definitely it had its politics and definitely, you know, spun liberal, but they tried to have fun with everybody. And make
I thought
it sort
so
of a
too.
Big tent kind of a show.
Rick didn't think so. He
Rick
thought it was too
so.
Down the middle.
He thought it was down the
But you
the
know
middle.
What? You have to be a little bit these days, right? I mean, it's touchy territory for a host. It's
right.
tricky territory.
Right.
And I thought Kimmel handled it great.
I agree completely. You know, it started off great on the red carpet. They had the slow-mo camera that they were pushing on the red carpet. They wanted you to be able to see Ryan Seacrest's career deteriorate in slow motion. They wanted to see
Which is fun to watch. Yeah.
No, you know what? They had a whole Me Too accusations against Ryan Seacrest. And I was like, yeah, that could be true. And then I heard it was from a woman. I was like, no, that's definitely It's definitely not true.
Right? So he might be safe. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
Now, as far as that, I like that black and white film that they had at the beginning.
Oh, yeah? You like the old-timey thing?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah?
I thought, anyway.
Yeah, well, it's from your era.
Yeah, oh, shut up. Wow. Hey, I'm younger than Christopher Plummer.
That's true, you are.
By 2 weeks. all right, so started off, what did you think of Kimmel's monologue?
I thought I give Kimmel an A+ on the monologue. I thought it was really
funny. Tricky, right?
I thought he was able to weave in the political stuff without being too heavy-handed about
it. Didn't get too heavy,
He dropped a Parkland reference in there. I thought the bit about the Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams was really funny.
Trump tweet storm.
Yeah, all of it, man.
Yeah, good. And he did a thing about the statue itself.
Yep.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
And then his other line was about Trump saw Get Out, and it was the best three-quarters of the movie.
All
right, so
there was a bunch of stuff I liked. I really liked, I was surprised Jodie Foster came out on crutches.
She was funny, though, huh?
She was funny.
Streep actually did trip her, I think, on the red carpet.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why she was on.
It's not the first time a Foster's had to try and not talk about their broken legs, so.
That's true. But she was funny, and I liked that part, too. I liked when they went next door to that theater.
Oh, you like the stunt, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like the stunt is a new thing.
You didn't like it?
Well, I just worry that it's becoming like a gag that you have to do at every Oscars. Like, it pretty much started with the Ellen pizza thing, right?
That's true.
And then they brought the people in last year, and they streamed them through to bring them through. And
this was similar to that.
This was very similar
to that. And Mark Hamill was mad they didn't get to use the hot dog gun.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's like this.
It's like, I'm Luke Skywalker.
I know, you're letting these people improvise, and they really need lines, these actors. They're not
There's
improvisers.
There's a reason for writers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How about the guy from Get Out that would come out if you were going too long?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
And then the jet ski giveaway, what'd you think of that?
I thought the jet ski giveaway was a great joke. I thought it led to, you know, a bunch of kind of hacky jokes as the show went on. Everybody went up, oh, my speech isn't going to be long. I'm going to be the jet ski.
Yeah, they all did a jet ski take.
Yeah. And again, they're not comics, so they weren't so great. Yeah. You know what won a lot of awards that I was kind of surprised won so many awards was Dunkirk. You guys were talking about Dunkirk. Did you see Dunkirk?
I did not. I said that I did.
I felt like I don't have to sit through 3 hours to know that England needed us to win that war. Am I right?
Probably.
USA.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Come on, baby. All right.
What was your favorite film?
My favorite movie that I saw, it's close between Get Out and Three Billboards. I like both of those movies quite a bit.
They were both good, although I only saw
one of them.
Well, I did love Get Out.
It was great.
How about Jordan Peele winning Best Screenplay?
You know, I was very happy he won. There's a moment, no one's talked about this, this moment in the monologue, this is the one thing that I think Jimmy Kimmel was a little off with. He called Jordan Peele the Comedy Central kid. And I think just using the word kid, you could see Jordan Peele didn't really like that.
Didn't want to go for that because he's moved past that.
Yeah, and it's also like that thing of like, is he calling me kid like someone would call a black person boy? You know what I'm saying?
I picked that up on that.
To me, there was a lot of tension. I was like, why? Like, this monologue was going so great, and then I felt like this is the serious racial issues. We're solving America's problems here on KLOS.
Well, we always do.
All right,
that's true. That's our job. Francis McDormand, pretty awesome. And she got a little bit political there and an amazing performer.
Yeah, she's a great performer. She asked all the women in the room to stand up.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's like that's kind of a thing at weddings, you know, like are like, oh, all the veterans stand up. Let's give them a round of applause. Yeah, it's OK.
The guys now.
Everybody with a penis.
So you didn't. That wasn't a hit for you.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I get it. It's the moment. Let's do it. Let's do it all the way.
Right.
Don't half ass it, you know.
Now, how about some of the other winners? How about Gary Oldman? Rick loved him.
They robbed him by giving him the award.
I know.
He won and they robbed him.
I think there is sort of like a blustery thing about Churchill that makes it kind of easy.
That was Rick's point.
Yeah. But, you know, in terms of other good things I liked, you know, Tiffany Haddish on the red carpet.
Well, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
Hey, Frasier, did you by chance meet Tiffany Haddish when she was a kid at the Laugh Factory? did she come to the camp?
Did
you know her when she was 15 years old, Frasier?
Well, yes.
Frasier, that's amazing.
Can I tell that story again?
Could you?
Come on.
Could you? I'd love to hear it.
I tell it every show. Well, you know what? It's true, though.
It's true. Yeah, it's
I have known her a long time.
And yeah, the one thing about her that they said, you know, she wore the like African garb on the red carpet, and she said, you know, it's to represent my Eritrean heritage, and you know, just white people all across America looked up Eritrea immediately, so that was good. Wikipedia got a lot of hits out of that.
I'm gonna look it up now.
Yeah,
but I thought she was.
It's right next to Wakanda.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, you didn't see Black Panther. You're not getting any of these jokes. I'm
How about
to
Black Panther?
Ramos.
Do you
You're
think Black Panther should have been? We should. Well, what do you think? They don't put superhero movies in.
They don't put superhero movies.
I mean, Logan should have been in.
That'd have been another nominated movie you would have seen.
Well, Black Panther's for next year because it just came out.
I know,
so
but I mean,
it didn't get it hasn't gotten snubbed yet.
I mean, they usually won't put those kind of movies in.
Yeah, probably not.
Or comedies, really.
Right. Well, now there's
remember
the
Eddie Murphy when he went off at the awards about how they don't put comedies in?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's Eddie Murphy.
Me too, man.
Yeah. Eddie all day.
So Tiffany Haddish was funny, though, with Maya Rudolph.
She was great. Her and Maya was so understated and just, oh, man.
They're a team, right?
They crushed.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? They pointed out, like, Kimmel's monologue was fantastic, but what they did on stage just made it so clear how schlocky and bad the presenter writing was. Like, all the, you know, these people getting up there and just like, it's really hard to edit a movie. They do all the magic of editing. It's like just brutal.
See, that's the one that had me on the floor. I was laughing when I heard that. I think those are well written and very clever.
All of them, really?
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
Frasier,
we're gonna nominate Frasier now for the acting on that one. Hey,
did I tell you about Tiffany Haddish? I met her when she no. But
I love it.
Okay, so you're liking the award show. What were some of the other highlights for you?
One of the big highlights for me is when that Daniela Vega lady won. She was the Chilean transsexual later.
You're right.
Lady.
Yeah,
and then she came out to present like two categories later, and she comes out and she's like, "I want everyone to take a moment and stop and feel the love in this room." It's like she was starting a yoga class. It was so bizarre.
That was a little weird.
Okay, it was just total. Yeah. It was total
crickets. Okay, let's start. Yeah, it's like, what?
Some yoga.
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about Eddie Vedder in the In Memoriam?
Okay, so here's the thing about
Rick hated.
Yeah, Rick crapped all over it. I feel like it was pretty good. There's one point that he made that is very important that they, I just like, if I was going to come on here and do a one PSA about the show is don't show the performer during the In Memoriam. The performer is alive. The dead people are dead. We're never going to see them again.
That's a good point.
As long as we possibly can to look at these people and talk to the people next to us and say, oh yeah, I remember that thing about them. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, that guy was a jerk
that's
to me
a good
one
point.
Time getting coffee. Screw that guy.
That guy
you
can
know?
Never
yeah.
tip.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you want to be able to
You want to spend as much time with that as possible.
Putting down the poor dead people, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, they can't defend themselves.
No, that's true. No, I see what you're saying, though. And I think that was a little odd.
Yeah, that was.
Supposed to be a special moment.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know, one more thing.
Yeah. We're coming back with you
again.
Okay,
we're coming back. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm saving it.
Okay.
I want to hear about Tiffany Haddish.
I'll tell you off mic this time. All right. Thanks a lot, kid. We'll be right back with Brian McDaniels on The Frasier Smith Show. Okay, what? It is Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Frasier Smith, Frasier Smith Show for you, man.
Thanks.
What were you doing in New York?
I was opening for Margaret Cho, my wifey.
Your lovely wife?
Yeah, up at the Levity Live there in West Nyack. It was a great crowd, a bunch of grease balls just like myself.
That is your crowd?
Yeah, I loved it. It was good.
Yeah.
I felt like right at home, you know?
And did you guys have fun?
Oh, it was great. It was great. She killed it, as always.
Always.
You know, and then I had a fun set.
Well,
nice.
You're funny, too, man.
Thanks,
really
brother.
Funny. Now, how's she doing? How's Margaret doing?
She's doing great. She's in bed right now, resting. I wish I was with her, but I'm on this show.
Man, we had to plug your... Wow. Everybody says that when they come in here. They're like, we could be sleeping.
Yeah.
Or doing something else, but not here. Well, we're glad you came in. You had a little turbulence on the flight?
It was very weak turbulence. It was, you know, they got you all ready for it. And then there was like two jumps. But there were two ladies sitting next to me.
Kind of like my love life.
I wish there was. You ever have people that are next to you and they're so like, you wish there was turbulence, you still shut up for a little bit and get scared?
Yes. That's almost every flight.
They were talking, the TV, I never want to have a TV on a flight again. They had their headphones in and they were like laughing over their own headphone sound, and they were commentating, like really loud. I was like, man, would this plane please drop?
Yeah, sometimes you just want that.
Please, yeah. Scare, like make them. Yeah, it was bad.
It never
yeah.
happens when you want it to. Now, what about the Eagles? You're still celebrating.
I am still celebrating. I'm going to be celebrating for the next 5 years. I don't care if we never win a game again. I don't care if we go 0-16 for the next 20 years.
Were you at the parade?
I was at the parade. I was right on Bigler Street, right on Broad and Bigler. I had my family out there. We ate it up at Packer Park at my cousin's, and we ate about 19,000 calories. And then we walked over, and you know, we got to slap hands with all the Eagles. They came by. We had our own DJ. We blocked everybody off.
Sweet.
And it was such a great experience,
That is.
I had to do it. I had to done. It had to be
that
done.
And it was big. And you beat New England.
And the way we did it, it was just like, oh.
Everybody loved that, except the New England fans, but everyone else.
I just keep watching clips from the game.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Great game,
such
right?
a great game.
Yeah. Now, you were watching on the plane, you were watching Creed. Because
I cried.
You're an ex-boxer.
I cried beginning to end. I cry, and they thought I was nuts on the plane. They're like, sir, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm just emotional.
You were crying because there was no turbulence.
Yeah. No, but you know the story, the guy has an affair and the guy's wife that wasn't really, you know, and she takes the kid in. Like,
yeah.
That's how you change things in this world with love. You know, you overcome jealousy and anger and resentment.
Did you like the movie?
Loved it. Yeah, I saw it in the movies when it came out. So I already saw it once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, did you see any of the Oscars tonight?
I did not.
Did you watch any of those movies?
I did not. I only watched Rocky 1 through 7, and then I watch them backwards, 7 through 1. What else do you need? Like, what else
that's
do
true.
You
you're
need?
That's true. You're a Philly guy. That's right.
Do you need anything
no,
else?
You're probably
you got
right.
a love story. You got drama. You got people training, working out.
My two favorites are still – well, actually, I like them all, but I like 1. Can't top 1.
Yeah. It's just...
I love Clubber Lang. Because Mr. T's my buddy.
The best bad guy ever.
He was great.
Oh.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah.
And I liked Ivan Drago.
Great.
I must break you.
Yeah.
How are you going to beat that?
You turn a little, like, you know, you lose a little bit of your straight guy stuff when in that movie. Because they had the best bodies I've ever seen in 4 with Drago. Like, I've never seen better physiques on men than Drago and Stallone in that movie.
Well, what I liked about it was the high tech training,
right?
And but Rocky instead was doing
right.
the old
yeah,
school,
yeah, yeah,
where he was running through the snow.
Yeah,
and
he was out running the KGB at one point.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
they couldn't keep up with him.
And pushing the sled, and then it's on fire. He's got his family in the wheelbarrow. Man, it's a good night with the family.
Sure, it is. Anytime you can get a Survivor song into a movie. Well, man, those are classics.
Speaking of boxing, did you see the Wilder fight?
You know, I did, and what'd you think?
Great fight. The
good
heavyweight
fight,
division
right?
is back.
It
was electric, man. And it's like, you know, it used to be the overweight division. Those guys just like look like fat truck drivers, you know? Like, you know.
What do you think about Wilder? Do you think he could beat the guy that's the champ now, Joshua?
I think it's going to be very evenly matched. You know, it's very evenly matched because the power of Joshua. Because you know, Ortiz is a steroid guy, so when you know he didn't even look like he had the same physique that he usually had without the steroids. You know,
but the Englishman is pretty big.
The Englishman,
he's almost 70,
and he's a good fighter.
Yeah,
and
the
English really took up the slack because a lot of Americans weren't fighting anymore because MMA is so big. So, you know, it wasn't worth the risk, you know. So now, like, but English kept up on all the pure boxing, you know.
Yeah, he's got skills.
Yeah, he's got skills.
So who do you think would win that?
I think it's going to be close. Joshua.
I do too. But you know
what? Just because of defense.
I think it's nice to see a great heavyweight fight.
Yeah, it's been 30 years.
Yeah. I was asking Joey Medina, because Joey used to box, too, and I know you did, too. Who do you think, do you think guys like Joshua could beat, like he was saying he couldn't beat a guy like Larry Holmes or those kind of guys?
Well, it's a 15-round fight then, you know? Like, they trained differently back then. You know, you had to do a lot of road work. you know, and he was sparring with Ali, you know, like you, the pedigree was just a different level. Man.
I thought so.
Those guys were warriors. Plus, they all were they really struggled, man. I mean, if you look at the way they lived, you know, it's those guys had it rough. Like they, it was like
and a lot more fights, right?
A lot more fights, sink or swim, and the amateur. That's the thing. There was a good amateur program. There's so no good amateur program now.
Right. So they had a vast amateur background before they got to a big fight.
I was watching a Freddie Roach documentary, and he was watching the amateur, like the Golden Glove Championship. He's like, is this a joke? Is this... This is the these are the champs
compared to his day. Yeah,
because the Golden Glove champs used to be like better than a lot of like professional fighters. That's how big of a deal it was to be a Golden Glove champion.
Right, it meant a lot back then. Yeah,
yeah.
Now, what about the rematch of Alvarez and Triple G?
It looks like it's getting heated up because their trainers are getting into it now. You see, Abel Sanchez was like screaming at Canelo,
oh,
saying,
was he really?
"Yeah, you call yourself a Mexican fighter? You can run in the whole time. Why don't you get in the ring and get it?" I was like, "Oh,
wow!"
The trainer, he usually doesn't say nothing, Abel Sanchez.
Yeah.
So
what do you think would happen in the rematch? Joey picked Triple G in the rematch.
He did.
Yeah.
Triple G's a little older. I'm going to go with youth. I'm going to go with Canelo. I think he's going to be a little more fierce. I think he's going to take a few more chances. He might get knocked down, but I think he's going to get up. And he's got youth. He's got, you know, he's got a ton of skill, and he keeps getting better. I see Triple G regress a little bit.
Do you?
You know, he's a little slower. He had him in the corner.
He is a little slower, yeah.
He wasn't as, he couldn't react as well.
And that's age maybe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's still got the punch. You know?
Yeah, he does.
He's like 35 or 36.
Yeah. So you think...
And he had a lot of amateur fights, Triple G, so that wears on you, too.
Wears you down, a little bit. Well, that's an interesting one. It's coming up.
Coming up.
Now, Rock, it's great to see you. What do you got? Now, let's talk about your show at the Queen Mary, man.
Chips and Giggles, this Thursday, 8 p.m. It's a free show at the Queen Mary in the Observatory Bar. 8 p.m. Queen Mary Observatory Bar. The headliner is Steve Simone, a Philly
another
guy.
Another Philly guy.
Great. Comedy Central.
Very
he's
funny.
Great. So, this guy will talk about Chinese food and make it funny.
Like, he is very funny.
He's amazing. He's
well,
one of my
that's
favorite.
A great show. And that's Thursday night.
Thursday night, 8 p.m.
In the Observatory
Bar. In the Observatory Bar. And I mean, I hope we can get you.
Well, I'm going down there one day because I'm a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
That's my hobby. So, hey, Rock, great to see you, man.
Thanks for having
Love
me
you,
on,
buddy.
Frasch.
Please
Thanks.
Say hi to Margaret.
I definitely
you?
Will.
And always great to
will.
See you, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
There he is,
Thanks,
the Philly
man.
Flash, Rocco Frazier Smith Show.
Hey, you'll wait.
95.5 KLOS. Rocco loved it, man.
Yeah.
That was Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Frazier Smith, Frazier Smith Show.
You were uncomfortable through that whole song. I saw you.
I am. I was. Yeah. It's all right. It was actually kind of cool in a way.
You know, you start hitting the power chords even if you don't want to.
Yeah, you do, actually. That's true. And Rocco absolutely loved it, so we got to do that
He
for
was
him.
Dressed for the part, though.
Well, he did look like Serpico, didn't he?
A little, either that or...
He's going to find the drugs in your car, Mel.
Yeah, that Rocky look, too.
He did, kind of. All right, I had the hat. All right, so we are going to do this new feature that we have forgotten to do the last 3 weeks.
Right.
It's called Cover Corner.
That's how new it was.
Yeah, so new that we never did it.
Yes.
But we're doing it now, right?
That's
so what it is we play a tune that was the OG version,
right.
And then we play a more modern version.
The cover of it, correct?
Yeah, the cover, yeah. Okay, so, that's it. That's why it's Cover Corner.
There you go. And today's...
Who are we doing?
We're doing the song Train Keep a Rollin', which it was originally written...
You mean Train Kept a Rollin'?
That one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, originally written by Johnny Burnett in 58.
Burnett did a lot of songs.
Yeah, he actually did.
He
did Honey Hush, which was covered by Foghat, and he originally wrote Baby Let's Play House, which was done by Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he joined Ricky Nelson's band, so he was a big player.
And here he is right now with the OG version of Train Kept a Rollin'. All right, that's Aerosmith and Train Kept a Rollin'. Before that, we heard Johnny Burnett and his original version. What'd you think of it?
I loved it.
It's great, right?
Yeah, I love the Yardbirds version as well.
Oh, yeah, right? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to play that then that's sometime. Don't tell Mel. He'll make us play it now.
He knows about the Yardbirds.
Oh, I'm sure he does, yeah. But Burnett was cool.
Yeah, very.
Right? Great song. All right, Frazier Smith Show 95.5 KLOS. That is a new feature on the show called Cover Corner, which I'm sure we'll forget to do again next week. We forgot like 3 weeks in a row, but we did get it in this week. All right, so Diamond Davis here, right? Is he here yet? Where'd he go? He's not here? Oh, we're going to find him. So to recap, Dave, we had Rick Ramos, the film guy, came in and trashed every movie.
I heard.
in the Academy Awards. Didn't like any of them.
Our resident happy guy there.
He's happy. Yeah. Well, he's happy when he's ripping movies apart. But he didn't like any of the winners in any category, except for I think he liked Frances McDormand. But who didn't?
She's awesome.
She's just awesome.
That movie wasn't that bad.
No, I didn't think so either. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. By the way, I didn't see any of these except Get Out. But I've been weighing in on them all night like I did.
I think the only one I saw was that Three Billboards one.
Was that the only one?
But I want to see the water one. What's it called?
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah. Hey, I heard that's good, too.
Yeah.
They've got a bathtub scene I need to see.
According to Jimmy, right?
According to Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy's here, too. All right, we're waiting for Diamond Dave. He's here. Jimmy's here. I think Tanya's coming.
Yep.
We're going to wrap things up the right way here on the Fraser Smith Show, 95 KLOS, Rock of Southern California. Jimmy Burns is with us from the Ice House. Jimmy,
hey,
you found Diamond Dave.
He's out wandering
around the hallways.
He dragged me in. I've never got to hang with him in person, so this is very special for me.
Well, it is special.
I showed him all my different tattoos. Up. That's what I did.
Oh, nice, nice. You got
what'd you think
nice
of those
tats?
I thought they were amazing.
All right, well, we'll talk later.
Jimmy, really like those.
Did you see Call Me Daddy or whatever that movie was? We should go
call
see
Call Me
that.
My Name.
You call me, oh, whatever. Same your thing. Name? We'll call go see name. That
by
together.
By the way, last week, you know, you were supposed to see Black Panther, and what did you see?
I saw Black Panties, and I got to tell you, that was a great movie. I can see why it made so much money.
Yeah, well, all right.
Black Panties.
Wasn't exactly.
I saw it four times, and I got to tell you, this is really changing the way the world's looking at Black Panties now.
I want to make sure you didn't miss anything.
I really think it's changing things.
Do you think
it's
Oscar worthy?
I'm telling you, this is a good movie. It's not just about sex. It's got great acting and great underwear.
Okay. Well, those are two components that make a good movie.
Yes. By the way, I want to thank the good people down at the Pussycat Theater downtown on Hope Street.
Okay.
They gave me free butter on my popcorn.
On the popcorn. Let's make that
yes.
clear.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little funky.
Okay.
But free.
Free.
And that's why I liked it. Yow, wow.
Now, did you hit any of the Oscar parties tonight?
I did. I was at the Vanity Fair party, and I met some great people.
Who'd you meet there?
I met Lupita Nyong'o and Mahershala Ali.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yes. A lot of great actors were there. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Sufjan Stevens, and Maranzi Hanju and Duranju Mahinu.
Did you meet anyone with an easy name?
No, I met all of them. Those are big stars,
I
man.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I met Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
A Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Really?
Chiwetel Ejiofor is the guy from...
Tell a Joker?
Tell a Joker. Don't call me a Joker. No, Chiwetel Ejiofor is the guy from Black Panther.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I also met Mia Wasikowska and Denai Jaguria.
Is that right?
Yes, they're all in the Black Panther film.
They were all there?
Yes, introducing and saying goodbye to, as my dad would say. Yow!
Yeah. All right, so very good. Now, what film did you like the fact that, what one? It was
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. What is the Shape of Water? I never found that out the whole film. Did you understand that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the creature looked like something that was walking around at Universal Studios taking selfies. It was not an impressive creature.
Probably was.
Nevertheless, and you know what I noticed?
What's that?
Is he was not invited to the Oscars, and I really think...
You didn't see that guy?
I really think that this is an anti-fish, where's the fish, Oscars no fish, hashtag Oscars no fish.
You could be right on that.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I've seen
it. I don't see why a guy with gills is not invited to the Oscars and not nominated for Best Actor. That movie doesn't work without him.
I agree. That's very true.
I'm furious.
Well, he was Best Actor in a fish costume, I think.
Yes, he was Best Actor in a gills role.
Exactly. Now, okay, who else was there?
Well, of course, I ran into Kumail Nanjiani.
Is that right?
Yes, that's the guy from The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
The Big Sick.
Yes.
Did you like The Big Sick?
All these crazy names. You don't know who's who.
You don't.
I saw him fighting with Aziz Ansari over some girl.
Uh-oh.
No.
That's not good.
Wow.
No. That's bad.
Yo!
All right. What other films did you see? Did you like how about Lady Bird?
I did like Lady Bird very much. I thought her hair was very beautiful. I thought the girl from Roseanne screaming at her the whole time. That was a good movie. I got to tell you, it's really cool to see movies from the Hallmark Channel make it into the Oscars. That's what's really good.
Okay. What about Three Billboards?
Three Billboards. Oh, great movie. I thought the guy in that was excellent. What's his name?
Sam Rockwell.
No. Woody. Frances McDormand. I thought she was he was fantastic.
Did you like Woody Harrelson in that movie? He's an old party buddy of yours.
He is. He and I smoked 10,000 joints on a Saturday.
Whoa. Did you really?
Yes, we had a great time.
That should be a movie. 10,000 joints on a Saturday.
10,000 joints, right next to Three Billboards.
There
but I did. I did see Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And he was hanging out with Marshall Hartley and Ansel Hajuki.
Okay.
Those are both people from the new Black Panther film, by
of
the
course.
Way. Great actors in their own right.
Absolutely.
And I don't care how disgusting their accents are. They're good actors.
That's all that counts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to see you. Anything else going on? Hey, wait a minute. Did you happen to bring the David Lee Roth puppets with you?
You know I did. Cue the music, Dave. Stop it when I'm passing by.
Have to do your own theme music. Here,
yes, it's the same old story. Okay, this is a scene between me and my Airbnb guest for the week.
Okay.
Don was his name. Don.
Okay,
here we go. Hey, Don, what's that strange smell coming from the bedroom? Well, I had too much Mexican food based on your recommendation. Okay, well, I'm going to write you a bad review. No, I'm going to write you a bad review. How about we don't write anybody a review and then we can both get an Airbnb again? Okay.
And scene.
And scene.
A rare glimpse of genius.
That was amazing.
Based on a true story, by
is
the way.
Really?
By the way, Don.
Fascinating.
Leave your shoes outside the door.
Yeah, next time. Okay.
No, he's still there.
Oh, all right. Listen, hey, Dave, thanks so much, man. Hey, I'm going to play something for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
This is for you. I think you're going to like this.
Sometimes you need something to keep you cool.
There you go. On the Rock of Southern California.
When did we do this one?
Diamond Dave.
I don't remember this one, Dave. When did we do this one?
You'll remember. I played that for Diamond Dave.
Noise. But noise.
All right. Look who's joining us now, the actor. Liam Neeson, straight from the Oscar party.
Nice.
You were out
Liam
there.
Shut up.
At the Vanity Terrible. Fair party, right? Did you have a good time?
It's horrible.
What was wrong with that?
Just boring. No action.
Okay.
I like action.
I know
There's
that.
There's no action.
I know you're an action guy.
Yes.
All right. So nothing happened on the red carpet that was considered action? No? All right. So what about some of the films? Okay. Let's go over some of these films. What'd you think of The Shape of Water?
All right. Now, the film starts off good. It starts off, she's a cleaning lady, she's deaf, she's playing with herself in the bathtub. Now, that's very good. However, then the fish gets into it, and there's no one running or jumping or killing anywhere in the film. Now, that would have been good. Listen to me very closely.
You only like a film if there's some
killing
involved?
You know what was a great film?
What's that?
The Commuter. That was the best film of the year.
That was your last film, right?
It's a departure for me.
Really?
Yes. I play a normal everyday guy.
Yeah.
And then one day, everything goes crazy, and I've got to save everyone.
Whoa.
Well, that's a little different than what you
That's
usually
completely
do. Yeah.
Different.
Completely, yeah.
He always starts junk with me.
I'm not.
I never have this problem on any other show except for you. Now, listen to me very closely.
Well, no, I enjoyed that movie. Okay.
Fraser!
Yes.
Get down! Get under the window!
Grab
your phone!
About?
Now, listen to me very closely.
They're coming
to get you.
Who is?
The Korean mafia.
Oh.
They're going to make you into a prostitute.
What?
Now listen to me very closely.
Well,
do exactly as
like...
I say. Do exactly as I say.
Okay, what do you want
do
to
do? Do as I say.
What do you want
listen
me to do?
Listen to me closely. They're coming.
Listening.
Now get under the council.
What?
Get under the council
I'm
right
do
now.
That. I got a bad
do
back.
Do exactly as I tell you to do.
Are you kidding me?
Or they're going to kill you.
Who is?
The Korean mafia.
Okay.
They're coming to get you.
All right, I'm down here now.
Now do exactly as I say. I want you to pick up your phone. Call Pizza Italia right now.
Oh, shut up.
I want you to order a large pepperoni.
Come on,
do exactly
man.
As I say, or they will kill you.
Enough. Goodbye.
They will kill you.
Good night. Thank you. Rock Southern California 95.5.
It's The Rock.
Yeah.
That guy was at the Oscars.
That guy was that same guy?
Jason.
Well, Luke is back. Diamond Dave and Jimmy, did you leave the door open? Here he is.
Well, I felt, you know, we played that thing and then Sammy's song, and I felt he was
felt sorry for him.
I did. I went. And got, I said, hey, you want a donut?
You're not mad at us, Dave. We were screwing around, right?
People know the part I'm playing.
Okay, okay. All right. So you had fun at the parties, right?
Yes.
And did you have a favorite movie this year?
My favorite of the movie of the year was Get Out.
Get Out?
Yeah.
Yes. I thought Get Out was a great film because, you know, back in 1920, Jordan Peele could never make a movie about hating white people, and now he can. That's great.
That's
I think Jordan Peele needs to make more movies about hating white people, and that's where we're going.
Plus, isn't that what you said when you came back to Van Halen to Sammy Hagar?
Yes, that's what I did. Was, that's what I said. Yeah. The devil. That's what I like to call him. Wow. Is Satan or the devil?
Now, can't you just drop that beef? I mean, come on.
By the way, he's bald. That. By the way, I just want you to know.
Oh,
no,
come
that.
On, really? Come
yes,
on.
No, and he has a wooden leg.
He does not.
He does, and he has a false eye like Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
Whoa. All right. Horrible breath.
Well, you can stop.
And he stinks. He never washes himself.
I don't think that's probably.
I think
true.
Somebody's a little bitter.
I do too.
No, these are all facts.
Okay. All right. What did you think about?
And he's left many women in the cold and left them and just walked away from them. That he was. That told them that he was in love with them.
No.
Oh boy.
Yes, he does.
Is that true?
In many countries as well.
All right. All right. He
you
says nice things about you.
It's true.
Thing. Yeah. So what do you think about?
He's a rapist, by the way.
Oh, stop! Stop!
Oh, it's true.
No, it's not true. Okay. So what else? Did you like the billboards? We already talked about that, right? You like
three
that?
Billboards?
Yeah. Three billboards, yes, with that guy, Francis McDormand. Yes,
no,
he was
stop
very
it.
Fantastic.
You were in a weird mood tonight. You were putting everybody down?
No, I liked him.
Okay.
I thought he was great.
All right, all right.
Got best actress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I
and
thought
she's
that...
really talented. So
yes.
So
everybody loves
don't
her.
Don't go there, yeah.
And I like William Defoe's.
Defoe.
He was great.
Defoe.
It's like Des Moines. Yeah.
Defoe of us.
Yeah. Did you see Tiffany Haddish, Jimmy?
I did not, but I've heard everybody's go raving
fantastic,
about her.
Fantastic, man. She was fantastic.
Her and Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, they were great.
They were very, very funny.
They were?
Yes.
Now, have you ever met Tiffany Haddish?
No, I haven't. I got thrown out of a party once that she was at. By the way, I want to
let
you,
that.
I want to let you know something.
You said all
because
night.
A lot of people are having trouble getting into award shows and parties.
Yeah, what's
and
your secret?
Here's my secret. When I show up at the front door, I bring a vacuum cleaner and I say that I'm working there. And then I do.
Idea.
That's the trick. That's how I got in the Oscars this year, and that's how I got into both parties tonight.
They fell for that?
I had to clean up, but it was I did vacuumed up.
I'm gonna vacuum the red carpet.
Yeah, I had to.
I'll
you know,
what
I mean? Little orange rose petals were all over the place tonight. I had to clean them all up.
Wow, that's a good tactic.
Yeah, that's how I got in, and also Windex will get you in as well.
Windex,
yes.
Yeah, how's that work?
Well,
you just have it hanging on your belt loop. There,
I keep it on my belt loop. If you hang outside the Cumulus station, I happen to be doing a couple of cars from time to time. So go ahead. If you stop in the middle of the street, I'll probably assault your car and come up to you.
Well,
and,
we're all going to need that.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Good. What do you pay for that? About $700.
I got to get going.
I don't know
all
if
right,
I want
nice
my car assaulted.
I don't either. And he means it. All right. Well, Dave, that's great that you stopped by.
Yeah.
Did you get a donut? Come on.
It was an honor.
It was. I wish you had closed the door when I told you to, Jimmy.
Where can I plug this in? I just got to do a little bit of vacuuming.
Wow.
If you don't mind.
Good time to go to the.
I have a vacuuming service, by the way, if you guys want to call.
All right. Nice going.
Vacuuming when I'm passing by.
There he is. Diamond Dave, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Great to see the show. Tanya's here, though.
Tanya.
Thank you, Jimmy. And Tanya's here. Tanya Estrada.
Yay, Tanya.
You are doing your Tiffany Haddish thing with the slippers.
Yes. I mean, why wear heels after any time at
this
point?
She was great, wasn't she?
She was wonderful.
Stole the show.
From the red carpet all the way to presenting. She was amazing.
I love the way she tried to tackle Streep.
Yeah, not try. She
did tackle. Yeah.
And she knew how to get over that red rope. That didn't stop her.
Well,
that
come
was
on.
Great.
You got a stockable girl from... South Central, man.
Yeah.
She's rolling.
Crenshaw in the house.
Yeah.
She and I have the same
swap meet.
Yeah.
She and I have the same weed dealer.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
All right, Dave. You're wearing your slippers, too.
Yes, but no pants.
We noticed that. Okay. So did you meet Tanya?
I did meet Tanya. Tanya didn't believe that I was David Lee Roth.
She didn't?
Yeah. She said, where's the handsome guy with the blonde hair? And I...
Okay.
Didn't go very well.
Well, it never does. Okay, now, how are you? Did you watch the whole show?
I watched the whole show. It was
and
great.
What'd you think?
I thought it was wonderful. I'm just very happy that Lady Bird didn't win anything.
You didn't like Lady Bird?
I hated that movie. The only good part was when the girl threw herself out of the car. Other than that...
You didn't like Laurie Metcalf?
I mean, she's great on Roseanne, you know, but other than that...
Okay.
It's just...
All right, so how about some of the other winners? Obviously, Frances McDormand.
Yes, you know, right? But I did want Frances McDormand to win. I did. But I really wanted Margot Robbie to win more because...
So did Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because,
me
dude,
too.
She's a winner anyway.
Yeah.
She skated for how many months? 4 or 5 months?
Two. Yeah, but it's all about the acting, not the skating. But how about Janie?
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, that was a shoo-in for sure.
Pretty amazing.
But I was really surprised on the supporting actor because it was Sam Rockwell, who won, which he was wonderful.
He was great, but who'd you think? Woody would win?
Woody.
You would have taken Woody over Sam? What about you, Dave? That's your old party buddy.
I thought the guy from the fish from Shape of Water should have won. He should have been nominated, should have won everything.
He was pretty good
fish
actor.
Too. Yeah. That's what I say.
All right. Yeah, I can see that.
No one pops his eyeballs out like him except for Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Come on, Dave. You come on.
Okay. Yes, she has small eyeballs. I'm just kidding.
All right. Okay.
Did you see what else director Del Toro won?
What else?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what else? No.
That hot blonde sitting next to him. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like one-third his size.
That's what you get when you're when you win the
when
best
you're picked
director.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about some of these? Did you see Phantom Thread? Did you see Dunkirk? Did you see any of those?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Well, Phantom Thread, I thought the costumes were wonderful. I think this year there were so many good shoo-ins for that, but Phantom Thread was
I thought
really...
Phantom Thread was like a Marvel thing. You know, like a superhero.
The Phantom Thread.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With Marja Sel Hazadu and Jubadal Habidu.
Exactly.
The Phantom Thread with black panties.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
He saw black panties. He didn't see black. We sent him to see Black Panther, and he saw
it. I taped it on my phone. Does anyone want to see it?
I'd love to.
Yeah, probably after the show. Sure.
Jimmy wants to see it.
How about Sally Hawkins from Shape of Water?
You know, I'm really tired of actors and actresses that win Best Actor or actress for roles where they had, like, not even one word to learn. That just irritates me. She didn't have, like, really much to say.
Rick felt the other way.
Rick loved it because she
because
didn't.
Because she didn't. He thought that made it tougher.
We're talking about Rick. If he had a wife or a girlfriend, he wouldn't want her to speak either.
That's true.
Or Sammy Hagar, maybe. That might be good as well.
Exactly. Very good. All right, so did you overall you like the show?
Overall, I love the show. I was very surprised Kobe Bryant won, and as a former rapist, I thought it was very weird for him to have to get up there in front of everybody.
Yeah, what a rapist.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Thank you.
It's incredible that he wrote his own movie. It's I think a lot of basketball players would be great screenplay writers.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and shout out to Fluffy. He is now an Oscar winner.
Fluffy
I mean,
won?
He did it. Well,
Coco
won. He was in Coco.
Oh.
Coco was good. That was, yeah. I saw Fluffy last night.
Oh,
at the,
good.
Improv. We were working together.
Nice.
Okay, so, but what else? Streep in the Post?
Streep in the Post. She's a winner. And she wasn't nominated this year?
Yeah, she was.
She was.
And she didn't win?
Didn't win.
Again?
You know why? Because she had to ask two guys in that movie to make a decision. That's why.
Wow. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. That is actually true. All right, guys, we got to thank everybody.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Love that.
Okay. Jimmy's favorite part of the show, because I always forget someone. And then
Rick
Jimmy's...
Ramos.
Well, we got to thank Rick. By the way, we took a little heat on the Rick segment because he was so negative that everyone said that Dave was the only one who really agreed with him on everything.
He was negative. Why? Did he like Lady Bird?
No. He didn't really like anything except Logan.
Logan.
And Logan wasn't even in the nominee.
I like Lady Bird because it's cool to see movies from the Nickelodeon channel on in the Oscars.
Okay. All right. Good point. All right. I want to thank, we got to thank everybody. Jimmy Burns from the Ice House.
Thank you,
buddy. You're awesome. I'm going to be out at the Ice House with Dr. Ken again.
Wednesday.
And, And Kevin Shea and Mike O'Connell, we're out there on Wednesday night.
And I believe the showtime's 7:30.
7:30, early show. Check it out. It's Dr. Ken from the Hangover movies. Yeah. It's an amazing show.
You
please
there
go
Thursday?
See. I probably am, but Wednesday's the big night
with
Dr. Ken. Should be a great show. Dave Kaplan, thank you, my friend. As always, awesome. Great to see him with the new. He's got the new fro. And of course, I want to thank
the White Cougar.
The
White Bronco.
By the way, there's an action movie.
The White Cougar.
Cougar and Black Panties.
Boom. That's a doubleheader. And of course, Diamond Dave, and his driver, his Uber driver, Taylor Brooks.
Panama.
I want to thank Taylor as well. Tanya Estrada, thank you.
Thank you,
Frazier. As always, you're fantastic.
Thank you for having me on.
And it's our pleasure, and good slippers, and the great Mel Garcia. Give him a big hand.
Mel Garcia.
Come on, he won for...
Squirrel!
The Squirrel won for the best... he was best actor in the Chingadera Kid.
Whoa.
It's on Telemundo.
Let's see. For Cholo on a...
Yeah. And Cholo on a hot tin roof, too. Yes, he also...
Brian McDaniels,
Cooch. Absolutely.
DJ Cooch.
DJ Cooch and Joey Medina.
Yes.
Thank the guys. Let's see. And Rocco.
Margaret Cho for letting Rocco come out.
Exactly.
Thank you, Margaret.
And Mr. Podcast.
Mr. Podcast, Barry the Cat.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Show Business. And, of course, his great podcast, Industry Standard.
Ding Dongers.
The Ding Dong Show. We got to thank Don Barris. He would be in huge trouble. And, of course, Simply Don, the movie. Took on a lot of hardware tonight. They didn't really win anything. They just took it home. Okay, so I want to thank Dayton. Catch them at the Comedy Store 10 o'clock Monday night. And you can also catch me there Monday night as well. All right, guys, is that everybody? Did we get it all?
Taylor Brooks?
I think we did. Yeah, we said Taylor Brooks. He's driving. I hope he's driving.
What about Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson was
shot out of a cannon tonight.
He sure was.
Wow, was he angry.
I was hiding under the console for 10 minutes.
He hit me with a gun in the face.
That's part of his charm.
He's very well.
All right, we want to thank you all for joining us, both of you, and we will see you guys next week on the Frazier Smith Show. We are out!